Hi everyone, Daniel Ramsey here, the CEO of MyOutDesk and the host of Scale the Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to having conversations that unlock the exact formula and strategies multi-million and billion-dollar companies use to scale their business. You can visit me on our website at scalethepodcast.com or listen to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
The challenge is I spent 10 years making no money. Like I was just tracking my income and net worth over the last 25 years. And I graduated college from Sac State in 2000 and I started filing taxes shortly right before I graduated, right? And so I've looked at the last 25 years of my tax returns and my net worth. And for the first 10 years, I made no money. Like I just made no money. Most people quit and give up, but I was focused and I cared. And so the question isn't like, how did you win? It's like, why the hell did you stick with something and make 30 grand a year for a decade? And that's what most people aren't willing to do. They're not willing to go through a process of self-reflection to transform and then stick with it long enough to see the results. And that's what I do is I track, I care. And when I keep flatlining, like when every year the number is the same, I realize I've screwed something up. I'm not doing something. I'm not being the person that wins. I'm not doing the right things. I'm not hiring the right people. I'm not. And most people give other people the power. They go, well, the market's not good, or, you know, I had a really bad employee, or, you know, this is the year of I'm going to get healthy. And so I don't want to focus on money. They make all these other, you know, freaking crazy excuses. But the reality is, if you track the numbers and you're very clear with yourself and you know exactly what you want in life, it's a very simple reflection of what did I do? Did that work? Okay, what do I need to transform in order to make a breakthrough? And that's what I do that's differently than most people. I'm willing to suffer through a decade of no income. I mean, literally, the best year for 10, I made $95,000 in the best year of that 10-year decade. And the worst was $32,000. I have a college education. I owned a business. I was working all the time. I remember that 32 hours, I spent 3 years without taking a single day off of work, a single day. Sundays was my half day. I'd go in 4 to 6 hours on Sundays and work. And that's the difference between what most people say they want and then what they're willing to actually do. The growth happens when you transform. I choose this. This is my lifestyle. This is what I want. I'm focused. I'm going to go. And that's when you're willing to do whatever it takes. I sit down with employees all the time and I'm usually doing some combination of show me your notes, show me your calendar, show me your results, show me what the projects you're being worked on, what's the vision that you're focused on. And in those five things, I can typically see what's broken or missing or what's not working. You know, usually when we're not winning, it's because our time isn't being spent correctly. If our time is actually being spent in the right way, then maybe your plan isn't the right plan. If your time is there and your plan is there, then maybe you don't have the resources or the people you need to actually win. Maybe your system is broken, or maybe the people running that system is broken. And so when I'm looking back at the first 10 years of my business career, what I realized is that I didn't mind failure. I didn't mind doing whatever it takes. 3 years of working every single day, nobody does that. Nobody ever, ever, ever does that. Like, I've never met somebody that does that. And the people that do this, they end up having huge results. And I knew if I just kept putting in the work, focusing on the things that mattered, that eventually the results would land. Now, what's funny about that is the next 10 years, I started making money that was reasonable. But it's not been until the last 5 years that I've created real, true, lasting wealth. And so when you think about it, 20 years of every single day being focused on one vision with one plan, you know, looking at my calendar, staying focused, that's what most people aren't willing to do. This is the challenge, is most people don't know what they want. And so the first thing is just really getting clear about what it is you want in your life. I was fortunate enough, it was like dumb luck, as an 8-year-old kid, I knew I wanted to be in business. So that set me up to be willing to work the 10 and the 20 years without having a lot of results. But the first step is just having a very clear understanding of where you want to go And this is challenging for a lot of people. My best advice, regardless of your age, whether you're 40, 50, 60, I mean, I love the Kentucky Fried Chicken guy who started his business in his 60s and then became a billionaire. Like, I love that story because that means everybody has a chance no matter what your age is. And I'm always jealous of the kids who are 18 and they have a really clear, you know, direction. They know, I'm going to be in business, I'm going to do this. Because at 18, like, I went to college and I spent probably 5 years wasting my time getting a business degree. I don't regret going, but I wasn't focused on business. Even though I knew that was my path, I spent 5 years going to college, which actually didn't help. I thought it would help, but it didn't. So, you know, no matter what your age is, just get very clear about what you want in life. My best advice around that is to spend some time with somebody who already has the life that you want. Meaning, if you want to be an entrepreneur, go find the best three entrepreneurs in your network, ask everybody you know, and say, can I spend time with you? Can I be in your world for just a day or a week or a month or whatever? So find somebody who already has the life that you want and then try to spend time with them to understand what it feels like, looks like, you know, are they married? Are they divorced? One of my best friends is an attorney, and attorneys have the lowest job satisfaction of every profession out there in the world. So, you know, get the stats, understand how happy you're going to be, what your work schedule is going to be like, you know, can you travel? I have doctor friends who are on call. They can't go out of their state. They can't leave when they're on call. So, you know what your world is. Teachers, they have summers off. That's fantastic, but they still work like 60, 70 hours a week during the school week. So number one is, you know, get a direction. If you don't have a direction, find somebody who can share their direction and what it looks like. Find the life that you want to lead. Then number two is figure out the gap between where you are right now and where you want to go. Most people have gaps in either a resource, a skill set, resource meaning money, skill set meaning your own ability to sell or market or be a leader. And then the third gap, which most people never, and entrepreneurs don't talk about this enough, is the emotional gap, right? You will have everything in life that you actually deserve the moment you're ready for it. And that's the challenge, right? The whole line of when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Most people don't understand the kind of personal work required in order to win in life and in business. So once you understand the gap, you can start planning for that gap and figuring out what you're going to measure and what you're going to actually pay attention to. That's a really big deal. And then the third thing is just simply be consistent. This is a huge deal. Like, if you're going to work out and you want to, you know, have a great body, guess what? You got to lift weights every day. And if you're not tracking what you're actually lifting and how many times you're working out, then you're actually not working out. It's like deciding to be, you know, to go to the gym, driving there and staying in your car and just watching everybody else working out. So track the work required to close that gap and make sure you're doing the right work. Fourth, find somebody that can actually help you. You can never do this alone. It is not an alone thing. It's a with someone thing. So that means coach, mentor, peers, therapist. How about somebody just help you physically, like with what food and nutrition you need? How about working out? How about having some fun? You've got to have joy and fun in your life. Then are you giving back? You need to actually feel good about the work you're doing. So get people in your world who can help and be a tribe so you can go on this path and journey and not be alone. One of the hardest things to do is to be a leader without any kind of feedback. Feedback is the breakfast of champions, and you must gather it, love on it, encourage it from your people. So I would focus on getting people to help, and then, you know, whatever you can do, don't give up, because this is an iterative process. What I just explained, you know, figuring out the gap, finding somebody who can be a mentor to you and show you the path, like all these things, every single time you enter a new level of success inside of your business or life or family or organization, there's going to be a new gap that appears, and you're going to have a new set of teachers to help show you the path. And this is what it is to be an entrepreneur. And if you're not in for that game of constant transformation, constant failures, you know how many times like I've hit my head against the wall because I've screwed something up? I like to call it my heart or my wallet. Either I'm making mistakes that cause me lots of money, or it hurts me in my heart. And those mistakes are a gift, because feedback is the gift of growth. If you're not hurting, then you're not growing. If you're not challenged, then you just shouldn't be in this game. This is not a game for people who are faint of hearts. This is a game for somebody who wants to win, wants to do what it takes. This will allow you to have anything you want in life. This process that I just explained. It really will give you the tools to take anything that you want in life. I love the guy who founded Red Bull. He won in the world of business. And as a side kind of job, he decided to win in the game of racing cars. And he applied that exact same technology he applied to winning in business to racing. And guess what? He's now a world champion. And that is the reality of this path that I'm on, that hopefully you're on too, is if you focus, you can win at anything in life.